They win over the crowd. They're powerful.
Yeah, they are very, very cool. And I just think there's a lot of bands, a lot of more than just a lot of rock and roll bands. So there's a lot of different kind of bands. There's a lot of different kinds of music. It's like you can hear you know, country kind of music coming from one stage, and then hot jazz coming from another stage, like the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Are you playing that?
Oh yeah, the Hell song. Sounds like Ricky. Sounds like Ricky
Afterlife?
Ricardo. Yeah, it sounds like a Ricky Ricardo song or something.
I love that. I love that stuff. They really, you know, sounds. I mean, they were right there. They recorded it while they were doing it. That's the way I like to do it.
It's very infectious.
It's got a real beat. And it's got a real good vibe to it.
This song's for you. I'm thinking of titles. I'm thinking of Neil Young titles here. You know.
There's some great bands out here and just a lot of really good musicians. And we've only been going at it for a couple of weeks, and people are starting to, you know, intermingle.
Neil, I think it's so exciting that you're both on the tour and jamming and being available for the press. This is really a great thing because you really have been a great influence for so many people, myself included. Neil, what's one of your songs that you think was overlooked? That was one of your favorites that just didn't get enough play or attention that should be on the radio more?
Gee, I don't know. All my songs have been on the radio enough. And a little more is okay, but I'm happy. I never been a kind of an artist that really wanted to get a, you know, to have a smash after smash after smash, and thank God it's never happened to me, so.
Yeah, you didn't get caught up in that syndrome. Do you change your set around each night on the horde?
Yeah, we do a different variation. You know, last night I started with Rockin' in the Free World, and usually start with Hey Hey My My or something like that.
Wow.
And then that just kicked it off in a different direction. We've been doing some obscure things too, like Don't Spook the Horse. We've been doing that a little bit, and just some we do Piece of Crap and Mansion on the Hill, and
right,
a lot of different songs. And I, you know, the show's not aimed to be an arena stadium rocker, you know, hero anthem type of show. It's more like we're just playing just whatever comes to mind. And it's also, some nights I play a lot of new material, and other nights I don't play any. I just don't feel any need to do anything in particular out here.
Yeah, well, you know, make yourself comfortable. Just do whatever feels right.
That's it. There's all these other bands, and they all play all different kinds of music, so, you know, it all fits together. Whatever I want to play seems to fit in. So.
You have a new live album that's, you know, out in the last couple of days or a week or so on the stands. Okay, so is what's on the live album similar to what you're doing?
Some of the stuff, there's a lot of stuff we're doing that's not on that album, and that's obscure stuff. I guess we've been doing it for so long now. Now we're just going, we're digging into more obscure tunes and learning them and rearranging them. And then every once in a while, we just haul one out of the well, you know, like Hurricane or something. But generally, we're just doing, you know, what comes to mind.
About a year ago, we have, this Lansdowne Street here in Boston where the Avalon Club is and a lot of clubs that have rock bands. And all the guys at work, the crew and everything, were flipping out one night because apparently, and I got to dispel this rumor, or you can set it straight if you remember, were you hanging with some band that played at Avalon about a year ago here in Boston, not playing yourself, just sort of hanging out, almost being like a stagehand? Do you remember something like that here in town?
No.
No. Okay. Well, maybe those guys were lying. Okay. Thank you, Neil.
Well, maybe I was there and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
The longer you're around, the more things like that happen.
Oh, you know. Sure. My memory's short, too. You know. What about, is there a Jim Jarmusch film coming out that you're working with?
Year of the Horse.
Yeah.
The name of the film that Jim did about Crazy Horse, and it's coming out soon. Probably be out in about a month.
And will you craft special music for that? Or?
It's a lot like what's on that album.
Right.
But there's a lot of different songs and different versions. And it's just sort of the same type of thing, but we didn't use exactly the same songs and versions on the album as we did in the movie.
Wow, you have a great voice, Neil. You should have been a radio guy. You know,
after I've been honking for a couple of weeks, it gets pretty low, and it's just starting to come back up now.
Yeah.
It's funny, I go out in the morning to do these acoustic sets, and I get about halfway through the first song, and I go, wow, yeah, this is a little... little bit higher than I remember.
Man, you're the balls. You're the best. Thank you so much for coming on the phone with us. I got goosebumps talking to you. I've just enjoyed your music for so long. You've been so much a part of the rock scene internationally, and it's just a trip to have you on. And thank you for all the years of great music, and thank you for calling WBCN. And if you would say hi, this is Neil Young on WBCN Boston. We'll play it all the time.
Hi, this is Neil Young, and this is WBCN in Boston, and keep on rocking.
Ooh, Neil, you're the best. We'll see you in a couple weeks when you get here with Horde.
Was I good on that one, or what?
I can't tell you how good you were.
Whoa!
All right, you want to intro Rockin' in the Free World? Here we go. Here you go.
See you down the road.
All right, Neil, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. The legendary Neil Young here on WBCN.
Ooh, I love it.
Thank you. for Joe Moses Lee.
Window Story about it. 40 newscasts or CNN or something. I'll come in there and lay down a little groove and tell a story, and we already kind of embellish it and move on to the next town. That's an old story, but it's a folk story. It's kind of a timeless story, just same things going on today. Just in different ways. Anyway, I'm going to do this for this. Four kids in Ohio. Things got out of hand. The National Guard came in and these kids were demonstrating against the war. Standing on our college campus there holding up their signs. This big hill, grassy hill, and it wasn't so good.
Thank you. Thank you. thought of that.